I know most preachers would not consider it a source of great theological wisdom, but the movie Babe, which is about a pig and some other farm animals, has some things in it that are really very helpful to us in our Christian perception. In the movie, there's a duck named Ferdinand, and he is trying to save his own life, and he thinks he can do it by sneaking into the house while the boss is gone. And Babe the pig says, no, 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 the farm animals, there's a rule against farm animals going into the house. But Ferdinand is scared for his own life, and he says, I like that rule. It's a good rule, but this is bigger than rules. Now, the concept of rules enters far too often into the perception of Christianity. We have one of the most familiar lists of rules in the Judeo-Christian tradition, the Ten Commandments, and we heard those today. You shall have no other gods before me. Do not worship idols. Do not use God's name in vain. Keep the Sabbath holy. Honor your father and mother. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor. Do not covet what your neighbor has. These are the rules. But if I choose initially to be a loving person, wouldn't all of those things follow naturally? Wouldn't they be the result of my faith instead of the thing that causes me to have favor before God? These are characteristics of a person who seeks God. Above all, I honor God, and I honor the persons who form me and help me, such as my parents. If I seek God, I am a person who honors the dignity of every human being, being honest with them and resisting the urge to take anything from them. Loved ones, property, trust, or dignity. In the long history of God and God's people, the people wondered exactly what God wanted of them. And all through that history that we have, especially in the Old Testament, the people tried rituals and sacrifices, conquests. They even tried the elimination of the people they perceived as being enemies of God. And God basically said, I don't want all of that. Jesus says of God that God wants mercy, not sacrifice. In other words, God wants us to change the person we choose to be, to treat each other lovingly, with forgiveness and compassion, instead of focusing on rituals. And then God gives this law, this set of rules, basically, to Moses. And the upshot of all of it is that God is saying, if you want to honor me, love and honor the person standing beside you. We tend to like the rules because then we can check things off the list. But that's not what our Christian life is supposed to be. There's a place in Galatians that says, before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law? Or by believing what you heard? Paul was telling the Galatians, stop focusing all of your energy on just exactly the right rules and rituals, and see that God loves us enough to have died for us and to forgive his killers. Paul, as he wrote these letters, knew that the culture built on Jewish tradition and history could easily slip into glorifying the law. And all of us can do that. Just give me a list of what I'm supposed to do so I'll know when I'm done. Just give me a list. I love lists. Sometimes I even write something on a list that I've already done so I can get credit for it. I love lists. But if we focus on a list, we forget what Christ gave us on the cross, which is the freedom to stop thinking about rules and start thinking about loving other people. Living like Christ means focusing on the unconditional love given to us that we are then to do our very best to give to other people. If we get hung up on the rules and the checklists, we miss the best part, that God loves us, period, not because of what we do, not because of which rules we follow. Yes, God does tell us clearly in the commandments to honor God and parents and neighbors, to be honest and respectful. The short version of that whole list, though, is love God, love neighbor. Thinking of God's law as a list of rules does not capture what God asks of us. It's something much bigger. We are to figure out how to be kind to one another, to learn to value the love of God and of human beings above all. This truth is found in virtually every religious tradition. In Christianity, we call it the Golden Rule. Do to others as you would have them do to you. In Islam, they have the same thing. None of you truly believes until he wishes for his brother what he wishes for himself. Buddhism, make thine own self the measure of the others, and so abstain from causing hurt to them. The Baha'i religion, choose thou for thy neighbor that which thou choosest for thyself. Love, not rules. Relationship, not restriction. Even in some of the Native American tradition, in Hopi Indian wisdom, there's this passage. And there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. There is a river flowing now very fast. Know the river has its destination. See who is in there with you and celebrate. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. All truth, whether it is found in Hopi Indian tradition, in Baha'i, in Buddhism, in Islam, in Christianity, all truth is God's truth. And God's truth is that we are to love one another. And these guidelines are ways to show us what that life looks like. So we are not called to religious ritual, but to the celebration of God's image within every human being. We are made to love, not to accomplish. Yes, we are to honor God, honor parents. We're not to lie or cheat or steal. Those are the rules. I like those rules. They're good rules. But God asks us simply to love. And love is bigger than rules. Amen.
Amen.